What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 64 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
What, oh, what will you do if Trump was reelected? It could happen.
Yes, it could.
844-967-2789. Seriously, think about it. I'm sure we have some listeners who would celebrate and who are hoping that that is the outcome. But I think realistically, for our listeners who really do not want that to happen, what would you do if he was fairly reelected? Especially in light of the newest indictments that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, we pick our spots when we talk about the former guy because there's plenty of coverage to there's a lot of shows on this network that like to talk about it a lot. Obviously, almost every network out there talks about it a lot. So we find other things that we like to talk about, but sometimes every once in a while,
It's a big story,
and we can't not talk about it. And yesterday qualifies as it's too big not to talk about, because yesterday former President Trump was indicted again on federal charges over his efforts to subvert American democracy and overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, which he lost.
Yes, he did.
It's his third indictment. It's the third indictment brought against him. He now faces a total of 78 criminal counts and a $40 million and growing legal bill. Before this year, no other former U.S. president had faced criminal charges.
He's got a lot of firsts on his record.
Got a lot of firsts. So how did we get here with at least the indictments that came down yesterday on the January 6th case? So, as you probably remember, the January 6th committee, the House held a series of hearings on the events that led up to the Capitol insurrection on January 6, 2021. And they released their report. And days after Trump announced his intention to run for 2024, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed special counsel Jack Smith to investigate. Side note, does Jack Smith and Hunter Biden kind of look similar?
A little bit. Enough
that if you're not like, you're not following the case enough that you're like, which one is that?
They both have the kind of scruff going on there.
Kind of tall, lean,
yeah,
looking guys. Because I saw pictures like, no, that's Jack Smith. That's not Hunter Biden. Because I literally thought for a second in all of the coverage that came out yesterday that someone, because obviously Fox was running so much Hunter Biden stuff instead of talking about this. And I was like, did someone just tweet out a picture, like put out the image of Hunter Biden on the Trump headline? And I was like, oh, no, that's Jack Smith. Never mind. Roll it back. Anyways, so... speaking of Jack Smith, what did he find? Basically, that Trump and six unnamed co-conspirators allegedly worked to reverse the election results. And that those efforts ranging from privately contacting state officials, like in Wisconsin, to public statements undermining the 2020 results, have three different crimes: defrauding the U.S., obstructing a government proceeding, the January 6th election certification, and working to deprive people of their civil rights, basically their right to vote. Smith also charged Trump with trying to obstruct the investigation into all of this. So basically, among other details that came out in the indictment yesterday, it recounts that Trump's alleged attempts to pressure then Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election results. What did he say? You're too honest?
Yes, you're too honest.
When Pence said he did, no, I don't want to do that.
And I don't have the authority to do that.
And then as well as how Trump and his co-conspirators allegedly organized fraudulent electors in seven states. We know one of them being our state of Wisconsin, but also Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania. Michigan being the only one that has had any kind of legal movement on pressing charges against people in their state who were part of this. So what now? Trump appears in court today. I think it's scheduled to be 4 p.m. And he, of course, has dismissed the indictment as election interference. And they're calling the charges fake. And is wondering why it took 2.5 years to charge him. But the important thing to remember is... he can still and is running for president. There is no precedent for what happens if a sitting president is convicted for a crime. So there's a chance that he could also get elected after being convicted of a crime and serve as president. And he very, very, very much has a lot of Republican support. On Monday, a New York Times Siena College poll found that he was demolishing the field for the Republican domination. He had 54%, and the next closest candidate was DeSantis at 17%.
Youch.
So I ask again, what will you do if he gets reelected? 844-967-2789, because it's looking more and more likely that there is a chance that we will have a candidate who will be convicted as charged for a variety of different charges and will still cinch the Republican nomination. And it could be a very close general.
For sure.
And in light of this, of not accepting the election results, what do you do as a person who does not want him to be president if he gets fairly elected?
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Text from the 541. I'll do the same as I did the first time he was elected. Shake my head, not hire a hitman, and hope not too much gets screwed up in the meantime.
Yeah. I mean, what did I do last time? I went to the Women's March. That was, like, incredibly peaceful, and there was, like, no police there.
Right.
But do you not accept the election results? You know, do you storm the Capitol?
Use the same playbook against?
But, you know, the political reality here is that so many Americans, and I hear them call into our show, different shows on the network, have so little trust in our institutions, including the FBI, including the Justice Department, the Supreme Court. And even now, there was a poll this week on not trusting the military. So our institutions, and as far as like our belief in them, is crumbling. And so, not to mention people's trust in media. So what is the truth ever? And so, you know, these charges are not going to stop Trump. And the allegations have been flattened to mere political fodder, right? Like, there's just people who are convinced that this is a witch hunt, that this doesn't matter, and are gung-ho Trump 2024. And there's enough of them that he will likely get the Republican nomination. There's nothing out there to make anyone believe, besides their own suspension of disbelief, that he will not be the Republican nominee. And so it's like the reality of this is basically, it's not even just our political unrest in our country, but it's also just the strength of how partisan everything is. And it's so intractable that they can't even be moved when this much evidence comes to light.
And this evidence, by the way, isn't coming from Democrats. This evidence is coming from people who served in his administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to remember that. The man who said he hired only the best people, he surrounds himself with only the best people. A lot of these best people are the ones who have testified against him. And we'll have the opportunity to see that evidence when this goes to trial.
And so, it just feels, this feels incredibly heavy in the sense that it is, to me, so obviously laying out a choice of, do we, who, I think this was in a New York Times article I wrote, I wish.
You'll get there.
This morning, and it said, can a sitting president spread lies about an election and try to employ the authority of the government to overturn the will of voters without consequences? The question would have been unimaginable just a few years ago, but the Trump case raises the kind of specter more familiar in countries with histories of coups and juntas and dictators. And it's hard for me not to think that if we as a collective, and obviously it's not we as individuals, but we as a collective, re-elect this guy, that's not what we're headed towards. That there is no consequences for basically saying, I don't care that I lost this election. I want to stay in power. And because I have enough people that have my back, we're going to do it. And that we become like so many of these other countries that have unstable governments, and then like this is a crossroads for us, and it's not very clear what we're going to choose.
Well, and one thing that has always, at least in my estimation, really set America apart is the peaceful transfer of power.
I was thinking about that. I was going to tell you, it's like, oh, can you play the Hamilton song when George Washington, if you can find it, we'll maybe get the bump music on the way back, because that's exactly what that song's about. It's exactly what the entire thing is like, people wanted George Washington to be king because that's what they knew, and goes, no, that's not the point of what we're doing
here,
folks.
Yes, that's not America.
So we'll go to a break right now. Would love to hear your thoughts on everything that came down yesterday. If you have an answer to what will you do if Trump is reelected, I understand that's a pretty hard pill to swallow. Maybe you're not ready to think about it yet, but 844-967-2789. It's 844-96-PARTY. We'll keep talking about this on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are taking your calls and texts on your reactions from yesterday. I don't know how you would have avoided hearing about Trump's latest indictment, the third one, this one, regarding the January 6th insurrection and his involvement in that. And, you know, I'm asking if you've thought about what you will do if he is reelected, because that is a real possibility.
For sure.
Considering the man has 78 different charges against him and his numbers are only growing. And I guess for any of our conservative or Republican listeners who are, and this is a real question, this is why Trump over any of the other candidates who are running? Like, what is your allegiance to him, or why do you think he is such a better candidate that, obviously, I'm not assuming that you would ever want to vote for a Democrat, let alone Joe Biden, but as far as, it's a pretty heavy field right now. There's a lot of people in there. And knowing the baggage that comes with Trump and knowing that he's facing these charges, he's going to go through these court cases, what is the adherence to Trump or no one? 844-967-2789. Do we have a call?
We do. We have Ross on the line from Crawford. Good morning, Ross. What do you think about all of this?
Hey, good morning, you guys. So back in 2016, when Trump won the first time, I was a fairly clean-cut 60-year-old guy, whatever, right around that age. And I just didn't shave and didn't get a haircut for 4 years. And it was sort of funny because people would look at me and I would tell them, other people would look at me and say, oh, God, there's this old gray-haired Santa Claus-looking guy. After Trump got out, I kind of held on to it for a while because I thought, boy, this country still seems kind of crazy. Eventually, I got a haircut and kind of cleaned myself up again. And then I'm like looking at that same poll that you guys saw yesterday, and I'm thinking like, what do I do this time? And I'm thinking, when I talk with Republicans or people that if the politics comes up, and I try not to always go there, but if it comes up, I want to learn how to tell the people with a smile on my face, but I want to tell them that they're crazy. But I'll do it with a smile on my face. I don't know what to do. It's just so crazy.
I like that your form of self-protest is, I'm not going to shave. I'm not going to cut my hair. Because you got to do what you got to do, right? How is it hanging right now? Is it long or is it short right now?
No, I ended up getting it cut about a year or so after Trump was, you know, after Biden was elected. And I kind of thought, okay, maybe we're kind of back to a reasonable course for our country. And so I cut it. But now I realize this is our country. I mean, people are, you know, this is who America is. And it's just like, So I think it's the trick is just to kind of tell people that I think you guys are crazy as anything can be. But I'm going to try to do it in the nicest Wisconsin way possible.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Ross. It's interesting because I feel like if he gets the nomination, I think it becomes a repeat of 2020. And there's just people who are not excited about Biden who can't stay on the sidelines. Like it's such a choice that people are not excited about. I understand. But as far as I just don't know how you look at the existential threat that this guy poses as what he's willing to do to put himself above literally everything and think that it is a good idea. And this is not a Republican thing, at least not for me. This is a Trump thing, as far as this guy can't be in office again.
And I'm sorry. I think it's important for people to remember also that even 7 years ago, when he lost the Iowa caucus to Ted Cruz, that was fraud too.
Yeah.
Everything is fake when he loses. Everything. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Julie from Kenosha. Good morning, Julie. What do you think?
Good morning, ladies. This is what I really think. Number one, people of his party really believe that that's their God. Okay, well, I don't. And number two, if he makes it, I fear that there will be, he said he would rule as a dictator. Mm-hmm. That's scary. And then the other thing would be he's going to change all the laws. He's going to unleash the prisoners that are in there now. And I believe there would be persecution the way this is all going, especially like in the end times. But the thing is, I don't believe, I do believe once he's in, he's never going to get out. He'll be president for the rest of our lives. That's what I fear.
Well, and what I fear is that there continues to be enough people who are complacent enough to go with it, because they're still so, there's people who know better, but they're so, they see the numbers, they see the polling, they see where the base is, they can't choose country over party. They can't choose country over winning. And so the fact that it continues that, like, if he were to get reelected, there's still enough yes men out there who will empower him and not say, like, not step down, not, like, leave it just to, for him to, like, enough rope to hang himself. I don't always like that expression, but I'm thinking. mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know. But we got to go to a break, Julie. But thank you so, Julie. So thank you so much for the call. We'll keep this going after the break. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 64, overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 90, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are wrapping up our conversation around the latest indictment for Donald Trump that came down yesterday evening.
It's a big one.
Pretty damning, but also just, you know, I think makes, I don't know, the documents is, I know I'm not saying it's not a big deal. Paying off Stormy Daniels, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but this is just such a bigger deal. And yeah. And so you said we had a couple of good texts?
We do. If you want to check in, 844-967-2789 from Jack in the Mac, Jack from Merrimack. People who dismissed the latest indictment need to realize that during Trump's second impeachment trial, Republicans believed he was guilty, even though they voted for acquittal. Mitch McConnell even said on February 26th of 2022, quote, "There is no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for January 6th, unquote. McConnell also said he voted for acquittal essentially because the criminal justice system is the one that should deal with it.
And they are.
Yes.
But it is interesting, you know, had they actually impeached him, they being the Republican Party, wouldn't still have to be dealing with him right now.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they regret that or not, but as far as, you know, swing states, including ours, walking this line between, we know that there's still a lot of support for Trump, so we kind of have to support him, but we're also worried about if he could actually win in the general, and so... Where are we the party of MAGA? Are we the party of trying to expand and bring more people into the party. You know, they're now like adopting early voting, and
which I just can't believe that that's not going to boomerang back and hit him in the head. Now we love it. Please vote early.
Make
go,
your vote.
Go, go, go,
make
go. It's
vote.
Fine. It's safe. Go, go, go. John from the Menominee Falls. I've always said you can't fix stupid. If Trump wins the nomination of the Republican Party, which he probably will, there will likely be 40 million Americans that still vote for someone who has been indicted for committing conspiracy against the American people, has been found guilty of sexual assault. He's been reported to have more than 30 NDAs with women for sexually inappropriate behavior. He has been questioned by his employees at Trump Tower for his racist policies of not renting or selling condos to people of color because, quote, you wouldn't want to live with them either, unquote. And he's managed to go bankrupt 8 times despite being given hundreds of millions of dollars from his parents. I guess I'll have to vote for the only president who has ever done anything to address climate change, who is incentivizing manufacturing in the U.S. again, and has managed the economy better than pretty much every other nation on the planet coming out of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing as far as people's desire to not vote for Joe Biden versus, I would say, maybe looking at his actual record. But it just doesn't matter, right? Like, it just feels like people's... There's enough people out there who just don't have faith that any of this is real and that it's, you know, worth anything, and that Trump is still their guy. And there's a lot of those people. And so we can't just put our head in the sand. And I think this is also a crossroads for the media in how they choose to cover Donald Trump as a presidential candidate that is not a normal presidential candidate. And I don't know what those internal discussions will look like as far as CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, like all of, you know, besides the entertainment side of, I don't actually don't know what CNN is doing these days since Chris Licht is gone. But, you know, so the institutions that are still trying to be objective, how they choose to cover him will be important.
And I think it's interesting also, Don Jr. said this a couple of years ago, that the Republican Party is now Trump's party.
Yeah.
And I think that's accurate. I don't think the Republican Party exists anymore. And I think Trump supporters have authoritarian envy, like Viktor Orban in Hungary, and certainly Vladimir Putin in Russia, and even Kim Jong-un in North Korea. There's some dictator envy going on there. And I think there are a fair amount of Trump supporters who would love to see him be installed as permanent leader.
Which is interesting because, like, if you play that out, does that mean that those are people who want to live in a dictatorship?
Well, because they think everything's going to go their way. You know, you're only going to hurt the people that we hate. Yeah. You're not going to hurt us.
Until they eventually come for you.
Oh, but no. There's no prior examples of that, is there?
Well... I think we're going to move on. This is enough doom and gloom for the day. Although we have a couple people on the line right now, so maybe we'll see if they want to add to the conversation. But I do want to just prep or plug what we're doing for the rest of the show, because it's not all going to be this. In the next segment, we are going to give away more state fair tickets. So if you would like, today is your last day, because I am going to Vegas tomorrow for my husband's 40th birthday with a group of friends. And so tomorrow and Friday will be reruns. And so this is our last day that we're giving tickets away at 10:50. So in the next segment, and we're also going to give tickets away again at the end of the show at 11:50. So if you would like to win those and you can't lose, you should call in then 844-967-2789. And then in the second hour of today's show, if you've seen the Barbie movie, we want to hear from you, because I saw it over the weekend. And I have thoughts on the cultural discourse that is happening because of that movie. And then we're going to have some fun, like it's a Friday at 11:30, because I want to hear your best and worst Vegas stories.
Oh, that should be good.
Are you a Vegas person? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you have any advice on being 7.5 months pregnant in Vegas when it's 110 degrees? So we will get to that at the at 11:30. But right now we have some more callers.
844-967-2789. Jeremy joining us from Wausau. Good morning, Jeremy. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about Trump being like an authoritarian. I don't really think that's his main goal. I mean,
what do you think his main goal is?
I personally think he did a lot of good things for the country. Biden, on the other hand, is really running us into the ground.
How is he? What is happening right now that you feel like we're being run into the ground?
The Department of Justice is very corrupt. Mr. Biden is very corrupt. I mean, I take it for what I see.
Jeremy, I'm curious to also, what did Trump do that you thought was so good for the country? He didn't build the wall. Mexico never paid for it. He didn't come up with a replacement health care plan.
But
he didn't come up with an infrastructure plan.
Well, yeah, I know the whole COVID thing kind of threw a wrench in a lot of that.
Which he also said was going to disappear. Which he also said was going to disappear like a miracle.
What, COVID?
Yes.
It literally did.
It disappeared like
a
miracle?
That was the biggest scam ever, too.
After a million Americans died?
Yeah, well,
there's also a COVID surge happening again right now.
From influenza, too.
Aware that there's still a COVID surge right now. The number of hospitalizations is still rising for the first time since the beginning of 2023.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people die from influenza, too. Like, a lot of people. And for some odd reason, nobody had influenza for a whole year.
That's because we were wearing masks.
I mean, masks don't do anything.
All right, Jeremy, because we have another caller waiting, so I'd like to just get... So you are obviously going to vote for Trump. You're hoping that he becomes president again. So for you, none of these 78 charges matter.
A lot of it's a bunch of BS. What it is, really.
So is there a reason why you are still you would still pick Trump over any of the other Republican nominees who are running?
Well, as we sit, I mean, there are other people I do like. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying that he is like God or anything like everybody's saying, but I mean, he has the most knowledge to do the job. Yeah, and there are other candidates I do like. I mean, I'm not going to say it, him or nothing.
Okay. Jimmy, we have other callers we're going to get to, but thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. We have Scott from Chicago on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. To what you mentioned earlier about McConnell acquitting Trump, saying it's Justice Department's problem, I agree with that. But kind of where we've gone now is factual reporting is seen as partisan reporting because it's so extreme, because that's what happened. Like, we are at this point of it seems partisan because it's so absurd, but the problem is the facts are so absurd that that's what it looks like.
Yeah. So well, and it's also, I think, when you just, I mean, if you take Jeremy's call, like, there's just also people who are so convinced of the information that they're getting, and there is so many different ways to get information that it becomes easy to point at other outlets and other sources to say, well, what about this? Or that's what this says. Like, one of the stories I don't think we're going to get to today, but, you know, Florida right now is contracting with Prager University, which is admitted that they are trying to indoctrinate children with their short videos with a right-leaning ideology, and that's now they're not accredited, and now Florida's just going to start. That's been approved, and so teachers can use it as part of their curriculum. And so when there's such a variety of sources out there that, like, you can pick and choose what you want, you can point to some kind of authority and say, well, they say this. And so I agree with you that it's like, to even report the truth and try to do objectively, you get to the point where people could be like, well, no, that's so partisan because it doesn't agree with this other thing that I find that agrees with what I think. So we got to let you go, Scott, because we got one more call before I want to squeeze in before the break.
844-967-2789. Liz from the 262. Hey, Liz, what do you think?
If Trump is elected, I'm going to hang up my 15-by-3-foot Biden-Harris banners all 4 years that he's in office, just like they do, the Trump supporters do around me.
Are you in Walker? Where are you?
I'm in Ozaukee.
Ozaukee, okay.
Counties.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple big Trump signs that I see when I'm driving from Milwaukee to the studio in Waukesha, depending on which route that I take. And so, you know, good for you. And the, and it is your right to do so if you want to keep that a Biden flag up.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. It's going to be on our corners, so it will be lots of traffic. We'll be able to see it.
Perfect. I love it.
I love you both. I love your show.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you for the call.
That means everything to us, Liz. It really does. 844-967-2789. Again, John from the Falls. As long as there are voters that say Trump did great things and then can't name any of them, and that claim that Biden is running the country into the ground and they can't explain any reason how or why they believe this to be true, our country is in big trouble.
Indeed. So, at least on the, we're going to play when we come back. If you would like to win state fair tickets, we're going to lighten it up a little bit.
You can't lose.
Let's talk about state fair food. But also one piece of news that did drop this morning. Lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's legislative maps to be filed at the state Supreme Court today. So that didn't take long. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Looked up and down and found an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball.
To Esco's Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Van Der. What are we listening to?
That is One Meatball by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
I'm surprised that wasn't in Lady and the Tramp.
Would be great.
I guess they shared a piece of spaghetti.
Yes.
Not a meatball. They did. I think they moved the meatball towards one another with their noses.
It's about food.
Because we're trying to give away state fair tickets. So if you would like, we do not have a caller right now. So if you would like to win state fair tickets, you can't lose. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Call now.
I'm going to give it 2 minutes, and then I'm going to make Jane play instead. And so
I'll take the tickets. I think my husband and I want to go on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But then as a reminder of what we have coming up for the rest of today's show, a reminder, tomorrow and Friday, I will be out. I'm going to Vegas to celebrate my husband and his twin sister's 40th birthday. So at 11:30 today, I want to hear your best or worst Vegas stories. And so, do you love Vegas? Do you hate Vegas? Do you have advice for a 7.5-month pregnant woman
to survive Vegas?
And also, I found a video that says the unspoken travel rules. So we'll talk about which ones we agree with or not from that. And then also coming up in the next hour, at the top of the hour, we're talking about Barbie finally, and then we might let it go. But since I saw it, I feel like we got to talk about it. All right, 844-967-2789.
Doc from Milwaukee is our contestant. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. All right, so I will remind you of the rules of the game. I am going to read off three different descriptions of new foods you can get at the state fair, and you get to choose which one you would eat the entire thing once, what you would eat every day for the rest of your life, and what you will never eat and banish to hell. Got it?
Got it.
All right, Doc. All right, so the first one is a dill pickle donut. What started as an April Fool's Day joke has taken off. Welcome the dill pickle donut. Get ready to bite into this hand-cut, yeast-raised donut frosted with a dill pickle juice, whipped cream cheese, and topped with thick-cut dill pickles and a dill sprinkle. So that is option number one.
These are torture items.
All right, option number two. Deep-fried chocolate-covered strawberry Twinkie. Deep-fried Twinkies served on a stick just got even better by adding chocolate-covered strawberries. Maybe not so bad. That's decadent.
That's not horrifying.
All right. And the last one, Doc, is a pizzadilla, which I chose just because it's fun to say. let me try to get the description.
Pizzadilla.
Pizzadilla. Well, why isn't the description coming up now? Come on. There we go. The pizzadilla is a grilled quesadilla, not to confuse with a quesadilla, filled with mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and pizza sauce, served with a side of marinara sauce. All right, Doc, which one are you devouring the entire thing once?
The pickle one.
Really? You're going to go for it. Do you like dill pickles?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, which one are you going to eat every day for the rest of your life?
The pizza.
That's a good choice.
Pizzadilla.
I could
go with that.
I actually feel like I could make that at home and be very satisfied. that means that you have no interest in the deep-fried, chocolate-covered strawberry Twinkie.
No.
No judgment, Doc.
No judgment.
None whatsoever. You can't lose this game.
Absolutely. All right, Doc, what is your favorite thing to do at the state fair?
Well, being that I'm a city slicker, I always enjoy going and looking at all the animals and, getting up close and, of course, checking out all the food, the different food that you can get there. So, I put a lot of miles on just walking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also just the people watching.
It is. It's fantastic people watching.
It's such a cross-section of our state in West Allis for 10 days,
yep.
And it's wonderful. Well, have so much fun, Doc.
Don't hang up.
Jane's going to get your information to make sure that we can get you these tickets. But thank you for listening, and thank you for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have one more chance to win at 11:50. So come back at the end of today's show to play that game. We got three more options. One I'm really interested to see who... There may be a vegan option.
Oh, really?
In the last one. So we'll see if anyone picks that, or I feel like a lot of our callers have been very much on the brat cheese, I will eat that for the rest of my life choices.
We're still a little vegan shy, I feel.
All the Beyond Meat and the Impossible Meat, I actually haven't eaten that much of it. I've heard it's pretty good. But I feel like when I choose a vegetarian or a vegan option, it's actually just... like not with replacement type
meat
substitutes.
Right.
It's just because it's
vegetables.
Has enough protein or fat or avocado and stuff in it that it's just fine. And so I've not ventured as far into that. So but I'm always impressed with what people can do with food.
Well, and I wish they would do something. I would like fried tofu.
Fried tofu is actually very good.
That's what I've heard. And I think if we try to introduce people to vegan like that, as opposed to the squishy, slimy, wet-looking tofu.
Like seitan and stuff like that.
I think they would be more successful.
I will say one of the jobs I had when I first got to Northern California, so I was living in Berkeley and I was commuting to San Francisco. That didn't last very long because I didn't have, it was quite a commute for a $10 an hour hostess job.
Oh, man.
at a restaurant, a pretty high-end restaurant called Millennium, that was a vegan high-end restaurant in downtown San Francisco. And I will say the best part of that job, though, was the food. Like, what the chefs could do there.
Oh, I bet.
Even though it was vegan, and the creativity and how good that food was, because that was part of the, like, one of the perks is you got to try all of the food that was on special for that night.
Nice.
But it was also very uppity. So I fared much better at the sports bar that I was also working at that was on campus, where all I had to do was pour beers and like talk crap to the guys who'd come in and try to hit on me. And it was a little more my speed
as opposed
than high-end dining.
Tonight's entree is served with violet-infused...
Do you have any allergies that we should be aware of?
Cucumbers.
That's very Wisconsin of me. All right, when we come back, we want to hear from you if you have seen the Barbie movie and what your thoughts are. I have my thoughts. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also start thinking about those Vegas stories that you're willing to share. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
One meatball.
Feed it to Frankie.
You get stuffed bread with one meatball.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We begin with a terrifying story out of Oregon, where a woman is lucky to be alive after she was kidnapped and locked inside a cinder block cell in her abductor's garage. She escaped. The suspect is now behind bars.
The suspect has lived in 10 different states in the past 7 years, and the FBI says he may have more victims.
Negasi Zuberi. He is currently in federal custody for alleged interstate kidnapping after a Seattle woman escaped his home in Klamath Falls.
Stephanie Shark with the FBI says the victim in this case escaped Zuberi's home and made her way to law enforcement. Officers discovered a makeshift cell made out of cinder blocks in his Southern Oregon garage. Zuberi was arrested after a brief standoff with police in Reno, Nevada. John Eric Smith, CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
The former president's expected to face a federal judge this afternoon in D.C. CBS's Scott McFarlane on what will happen.
Former President Trump will be escorted by U.S. Secret Service to this federal courthouse, which is just down the road from the U.S. Capitol, and likely in through a basement entrance that's outside of public view. The hearing could take just minutes. We expect the former president to plead not guilty and potentially hear some release restrictions from the magistrate judge, potentially on his conversations with witnesses and travel.
Trump posted on Truth Social he wants the case to be moved to an impartial venue, such as the politically unbiased nearby state of West Virginia. He wrote, "It's impossible to get a fair trial in Washington, D.C." The makers of two of the most popular weight loss and diabetes drugs are facing major lawsuits. Our Janet Shamlian with details.
They've been game changers in the world of weight loss. The drugs Ozempic and Mounjaro delivering big results, generally without dangerous side effects. But a lawsuit filed against manufacturers Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly claims otherwise, saying the drugs can cause stomach paralysis, something they claim happened to their client.
Some possible budging for the writer's strike in Hollywood. The major studios have requested a meeting with the WGA tomorrow. The writers have been on strike since May. Meantime, auto workers are giving the big Detroit car makers a list of demands for their contract talks. Union President Sean Fain.
As I go to the table this week, I'll be giving the big three the most audacious and ambitious list of proposals they've seen in decades.
A deadly collision yesterday between a train and car in Gervais, Oregon. Three people were killed. The train is still stopped on the railroad tracks. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. There were four people in the car at the time of the crash. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug, get it.
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and geraniol and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature. Optimized by science.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your